Genius. All right, welcome to another episode of What's Poppin' in Sports on the Next God Podcast. Today I'm going to take a look at the dunk contest because we're going into All-Star Weekend. And man, growing up, the dunk contest used to be one of the biggest things in the world to me. I was born in the 80s, so I got to grow up watching Dominique, watching Mike, watching Sean Kemp, watching just great dunkers over the years, Harold Miner, J.R. Ryder, Kobe Bryant, Vince Carter, and they put on shows. They put on shows, and unfortunately, the superstars today, they don't get into dunk contests because they're afraid. This is what I hear sports reporters and analysts say, that they're scared of losing because it'll hurt their brand. For some reason, LeBron thought that if he would have ever got in a dunk contest and didn't win, that people would buy, they wouldn't buy his shoes or they wouldn't buy his jersey. Like, I don't know where he gets that from. Like, bro, you LeBron James. Niggas are going to buy your shoes anyway. Niggas trying to go to the club and floss, B. Like, yo, you lost the dunk contest? That what you worried about? But it's unfortunate, man. I would love to be able to see our superstars get in the dunk contest. Like, I would love to see LeBron, see Russell Westbrook, you know what I mean, get in the dunk contest and show out. At the end of the day, they do get some guys that really have some talent as far as coming up with creative dunks. But at the end of the day, we want to see the superstars, man. You know what I'm saying, bruh? Like, why y'all can't just get in it? Like, how is it not like this prideful thing like it was back in the day? Like, yo, Clyde Drexler got in the dunk contest. Like, yo, I don't care about Dominique. I don't care about Mike. Like, I want to win it. You know what I mean? Like, it was a big thing. And no, it's not. That's unfortunate.